off in the Dalam of Bays, the third white line towards the bottom of the page. Some more had brought this Braisa, and multiple sheetas of a case. We said Halachman of the Plarni, and the Mishaleach, the person who was sent to died. So what do you do? In the case with the Mesim Shalech, what do you do? So the Mor says that they're arguing in Halach Kiski or not Halach Kiski. So the Mor says, no, we don't have to learn this Machlokes like this, that they're arguing whether Halach Kiski or not. Bibori to Kuliamala Pligi, the case of Bibori, everybody holds that Hadak Lav Kiski. And Bahakaba Maskinan Bishkimira, that Shalayak was a Shkimira. And Ubapukta Lozab Rabban Kamiflagi. They're arguing that we deal with a Shkimira differently or not. Shkimira has the same thing as Bibori. See, Bishkimira has a special unique din. That Dibri Shkimra Kiksubra Kimisur and Damu. So there we say, even though normally Hoylach Lav Kiski, but by Shkimra Hoylach Kiski, because he's saying it should belong to the person, and immediately we're going to be Zaycha for him. If you hold the Chazal did not put any unique status upon a Shkimra, then he functions like a Bori, and you say Hoylach Lav Kiski. It's none. A Mishnah in Bava Basra, a Mechalak Nechasev Alpiv, a person who's in a state of Bishkimira, and he's giving out, even in the case of Bishkimira, and he's giving out the division of the property. So, Balpeh, he's designating what should go to whom. Why should it be theirs? Once Yerusha happens, it belongs to all the brothers together, and then they divide it. Why is the father's division going to be accepted? So if he makes a kinyan, and they're kinyan for him, a kinyan suitor, so he gave them a matana, b'chayev. But he just said it. So we have to do. We have to say what can he do to make it valid? So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Echad Bori Vechad Masukin. Whether the individual who's making this division is Bori or not, even if he's a Masukin, he's a Shkimira. The Chosim Sheshem Achrayis, Nikti Mekasa B'Shtar B'Chazaka. They have to do a Kenyan to make it Bichal. They can give him some money to buy it from him. That he can write the Mishtar. They can do a Kenyan Chazaka on the property. That's a real estate for real property. Shalem Achrayis, and for the items which are movable, and it's not the Mashiach, you have to Kenya Mashiach, they have to actually take the item to themselves. Kenya Sudar with Pashas would work also. Okay. There's no need to do Kenyan. Amir is sufficient. So Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Elazar, Maisa be'imin shal b'nei reichel, Shehaisa chayla, she was ill. Va'amran, she said, Tinosin kivinosi labiti. So there's an item of jewelry. She said that item should go to the daughter, which doesn't have Yerusha amongst the brothers, but she's giving it out. And the mother said that you should be aware that it's worth the 12 mana. So a mana is 100 zuz. So if 200 zuz was enough for a person to live on for a year, this is 6 years worth. The value was the value of 6 years worth of a single individual's salary that he could live on. It's a bit rather expensive. Umesa. And then this woman died. The Chachamim validated that in the Sinop. So it means they said that it's considered a valid act of transfer just by a mirror alone. So Amar Lahem, so Rabbi Elazar said back to the Chachamim that was a unique case, because Bnei Reuchel Tik Bereim Imam. They were Rishoyim. They deserved that their mother should have buried all of them. They should all have died b'chayeha. So the Chachamim had no problem giving a kanas to the Bnei Reuchel to take the property away from them and give it to somebody else. Their sister, which I guess wasn't as bad as them. Taking wealth out of the hands of these people is not a bad thing. Okay. So the Mora says, so Rabbi Elazar does not hold of the Dirish Kibarak Ksuvit Kimisur and Dabu. So by him, if by a bori halach lav kischi, so by a shemir also halach lav kischi. So now he goes through the more goes through the brayso. So Tanakama, which says you bring it back to the mishaleach, you go back to Yerusha mishaleach because he holds halach lav kischi. Kirbi Elazar. Then Rav Nosson Rav Yaakov, remember. They give it back to Yerusha HaMashaleach, also to Rabbi Elazar. But even though the Shkimrak Yaksub is concerned, but what will be, there's Lav Kiksub is concerned, or Halach is Lav Kiski, but why don't we say Mitzvah Kram Dibri Ames? So Yerushim should give it to the individual that it was sent to. No. Abagav the mitzvah, Larmin and mitzvah, the kaim dibri ames. The Yesharim said, you give it to the one who was nishtal chuloi. The Yesharim, they hold a kirabonon that harlok kiski by shkimira. So therefore, they have to give it to the Yarshim of the recipient. Rehuda Hanasi Shomer Mishum Remeir. So he came along and said, "There's mitzvah kam de reames." The hills of Kribi Elazar that mitzad kinyanim he's not kind because halach lav kischi. Miu hechad the mitzvah mina mitzvah kam de reames. It's incumbent upon the children to fulfill the wish of the father and give it to the one that, the yarshim of the one it was sent to. Chomer miyachloiku. So the Chachamim said Yachloiku because they're not sure whether it's Halak Kischi or not. Whether you say Halak Kischi over here by the case of Hashem or not. If you do, it belongs to the Yarshim of the Mekabel. If you don't, it belongs to the Yarshim of the Noisin. So Yachloiku, Mamon Hamot Masav, because Cholkin. You have money, which is in a situation of suffix, so you divide it. So that's the Machlokes in Simchas and the Rabbanan. What do you do in a case of you have mammon and multiple suffix? You have mammon, which is a situation of suffix. Do you divide it, or do you say how much mechavela v'raya? But over here, much mechavela v'raya is not really an option. That even the Chachamim agree that you would say Yachloiku. That Chachamim would agree to Yachloiku. Because over here, the Shliach has it. If you hold Halach Kischi, he's holding it for the Yarshim of the Makabel. If you hold Halach Lav Kischi, he's holding it for the Yarshim of the Noisin. So there's no Muchzik. So you can't say much of Mechamela Varaya, because there's no. That assumes that there's somebody who's a Muchzik. The Sumchus is then of Mamun Mutasab Cholkin. It's the Kiddush, even when it's by the Muksik, he holds, you still say Cholkin. Chum say no, when it's by the muksik, you say much of a chalabarai. But the chum mask him in a case where there's no muksik, the moment of mutu suffix is chalkin. So you would divide it over here. Because if you hold halak tischi, as soon as the shliach received it, he was kind of for the makabel. He's holding it for the makabel. If you hold halak tischi, he's holding it for the noisin. It's still the noisin until it's delivered. So he's the shliach of one or two people. We don't know which one he's a shliach of right now. Correct. So there's no the gabbai the din of mitzvah chavrila baraya. There's no muksik. The two parties which you're not sure who owns it are both one of them is holding it. We don't know which one.
So there is a muksik. We just can't identify it.
Which may correct. The point is the muksik becomes irrelevant in regards to the psak. Because the suffix is between the two parties, and the muksik is between the two parties, so the muksik doesn't address anything. Yeah, I said it in precisely. So there's no relevant muksik. The Kan Amru, and then the Kan Amru said that shuda adif. So there's a concept that the shliach should decide who to give it to. It's a suffix. So in a situation of suffix, there are cases where the we try and decide what's the best thing to do with the money. And then in Shimon Hanasi, his addition to the story is Maisa Asalashmin. He comes to tell me that there was a Maisa that he said Yachshul Yoshe Meshaleach, which means that he holds Helak Lavkeski. So you go back to the one who sent it, but he's saying that was not just a theoretical halacha, but it was actually Paskin the Maisa like that. Okay. Ibar Lahu. The Mordis just has a question that wants to clarify a point in the Braisa. Rav Shimon HaNasi, so who was this Rav Shimon HaNasi? Nasi, who is referring to Rav Shimon, who was the Nasi? Oh, Mishmei the Nasi Komar. Rav Shimon was saying that the Nasi, in the situation of a Nasi, that there was a Maisa, and that's what happened. Toshma Domer Rav Yosef Halacha Rav Shimon HaNasi. The Mor says, "No, Vedain Tiboy Lacha Nasi Hu Er Dekamer Mishmei the Nasi." The Mor says, "Take it." It's interesting, Teiku. Okay, the question stands. Okay.
What was the reason for the suffix here?
That's a very broad question. Can you narrow it down?
Yes, I can narrow it down. You have the simple language.
Oh, you mean over here? This is Boy Elohu. Oh, we don't know. We're not familiar with the Shimon HaNasi.
Okay, so it's like, it's funny because I was wondering the same thing yesterday.
Okay.
It's just that we don't see him elsewhere.
Right, so we're trying to figure out. Maybe there's some words left out in the phrase. Rav Shimon said in the name of the Nasi, right? So, Gufa Amar Rav Yosef Halacha Rav Shimon Nasi. So he just quoted the statement that Rav Yosef said, "We pass like Rav Shimon Nasi." So where has a question on that? Halkaim Alon the Rish Chibernak Iksuven Kimasurin Damu. So once you say that the Bryce is talking about a situation of a Shkimira, we pass in the Rishkimira is Kiksuven Kimasurin Damu, not like Rabbi Elazar, but rather like the Rabbanon. So the way we're explaining right now that these tannaim will say you give it back to the mishaleach or hold like your belozer, that the shchimra is not kiksurin kimisurin. So Shimon Hanasi is saying that was we did lamaisa, we gave it back to the one who sent it, which means we did lamaisa. That there's no din of halach diski by a shchimra because the shchimra are not kiksurin kimisurin. So we don't pass it like that. We pass the Dibish Chimera Kiksur and Kimisur like the Rabbanan over there above Basur. So our answer is Rabbi Yosef Mukhi Lobe Bari. Okay. So Rabbi Yosef learns the case, not like this Dikhiya with you, we just said that it's some case of a Shimera. He says it's some case of a Bari. So by Bari, then there's no automatic Kinyanim. So now we have a question. So the shliach is zoicha into the kinyan. The shliach wasn't zoicha. So Rabbi Yosef is saying the shliach wasn't zoicha because halach lav kiski. Rabbi Yosef is saying that Rabbi Shimon Hanasi said halach lav kiski. The Gemara says v'hal yarshim shliach kamar. Now, like, why is the Braisa discussing this in the Yershim Mishaleach? Why is that relevant to discuss in Yershim Mishaleach? We should discuss the Mishaleach itself. The Mishaleach sent it, now he wants to be Chayzer. Do you give it back to him or not? So if you hold on to Kiski, you can't give it back. It belongs to the Yershim of the one who died. If you hold Heilich Lav Kiski, he says the recipient wasn't kainah. I never made you a shliach to give it to the yarshim and give it back. So why are we discussing yarshay mishaleach? Discuss mishaleach itself. See if you hold it so much nivish chimira, and the chiddush of the brayse is that nivish chimira it laughed at ksuba and kumasurin. So we discussed it in the context of that he died. He was a shchimra. But if it's talking about a regular case of a bori, why are we discussing yarshim? And the Mor says, furthermore, even if you hold a halak lav kiski, you still have a mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes, which you pass can like. So the Mor says, you're right. Tani, we have to change the words of Rabbi Shimon and Nasi, yachsu l'mishaleach. That according to Rabbi Yosef, we're talking about a case where the mishaleach didn't die, and it's nothing to do with the shimura. There's no mitzvah l'kaim divrei emes, and no divrei kishon kisur v'surin dam. Well, the only issue was halach kiski or not kiski. So he sent it to Shimon, gave it to the shliach, and then Shimon died. So if you halach kiski, it belonged to Shimon, and now belongs to the yarshim of Shimon. Comes these tanoim of the brayso, we say no halach lav kiski. It doesn't belong, didn't belong to Shimon. It belonged to Reuben still. Shimon dies. Reuben says, I never sent you to give it to you, the Yarshim of Shimon. So I want it back. So he gives it back. So the gifts of the price is not Yachsul, the Yarshim of Shaleach, but you give it back to the Mishaleach itself. Zakr Ashi. So he told me that his Rabbi Huda Hanasi. Yeah. Rashi didn't ask Rabbi Huda Hanasi. Kolam neforish my polig ayesharim. In what way? What exactly is Rabbi Huda Hanasi's argument? And so the yesharim said you give it to the one who was sent to, which means they hold halakha ski. Rabbi says you give it to the one who was sent to, because it's a kind of remes. So what's the difference? They're saying the same thing. The Gemara is going to explain what they're arguing about. The Kanomru is Bebovel. The Brisa says, here in Bebovel we said that the Shtiyah can do whatever he wants. What does that mean? Why are we empowering the shliach? So Rashi says we're not giving the shliach total discretion to do whatever he wants. What we're doing is the following: If he marshal raw, but daito shama shaleach. If ha yisa ena yafim b'matan hazu, roivus and makabel mizbana. If the shliach felt that the attitude of the shaleach was very much that he wanted the makabel to receive it immediately, so over there halakiski, and therefore belongs to the makabel, and then goes to the yarship. And if you hold, and if he, and if the shliach saw that the noisin obviously had some interest in passing it on, but not that much, then he should give it back to the shliach, because halachlav kuski. So it's up to the shliach to figure out. He's the best person on the ground to figure out what really happens, and he can. And he's allowed to then proceed based on that decision. Tanakama. So the first step of the Braisa was a case where the Mekabel died. So the Lord Ireb Mace Mishaleach, Vomro Yaksol the Mishaleach. The Tanakama is not discussing a case where the Mishaleach also died, just the Mekabel died. And he said, give it back to the Mishaleach, because he holds Sabra Halachlav Kiski Dami. In the case where the Mishaleach died, we don't know what he would say over there. Maybe he'll still come to Remeis. We don't know, but that's not his point. So came along Meis Mishaleach, Reb Nosson, and Reb Yaakov said, you give it back to the Yerusha Mishaleach. Reb Nosson and Reb Yaakov, okay, Tanakama, you're right. You know what? And furthermore, not only Halalav Kiski, the Filo Meis Mishaleach, less than Mibori, the Mitzvah of the Kaim Debre Meis. We don't have to worry about Mitzvah of the Kaim Debre Meis. Halalav Kiski. So he wasn't cried immediately. Elamai Chimin, come upon the children to be the Kaim Debre Meis. No, we're not worried about that. Give it back to the Yerusha Mishaleach. Came along the Yesharim and said, no, you give it to the Yarshim of the one who died, of the Mekabel. Yesharim holds Halakiski Dami. And therefore, Pligafilu Loimes Mishaleach, even if the Mishaleach didn't die. So this was not Mitzvah Kamdi Remes, which is Halakiski. So even if the Mishaleach didn't die, by Mitzvah the Tanakama, he's going back in the Tanakama. Okay. The next step is Yehuda Nasi, in the name of Rabbi Yaakov, the name of Remeir, Mitzvah Kaim Dibri Ameis. But if the Yesharim meant Mitzvah Kaim Dibri Meis also, so what? Like, what are you being Mechadish? Teretz of the Yesharim says, no, I'm saying Halach Kiski. So whether Mitzvah Kaim Dibri Meis or not is relevant or not, the Mishaleach didn't die, but Halach Kiski. So the fact that Yehuda Nasi, the name of Rabbi Meir, introduced Mitzvah Kaim Dibri Meis, Shamino the Yesharim told him about Halach Kiski. The Yesharim said, "Halakiski, Rafila lo meis mishalech. Even the mishalech didn't die. Va'amr ihu." Okay, that's the Yesharim. Va'amr ihu came in Yehuda Nasi and said, "No, davka meis. Only if the mishalech died, it's the kind of devar of avaloi meis loy the halaklav kiski dam." So that was Yehuda Nasi's response to the Yesharim. We understand the position of the Yesharim wasn't because of Mitzvah Kaim Dibri Meis, it was because of Halach Kiski, and therefore it's irrelevant whether the Mishaleach died or not. Then we had the Chachamim said Yachloiku, because Masafka Lahu I Kiski Dami Eloi, we Mitzvah Kaim Eloi. In other words, because the Bryce introducing, even if you hold the Halach Lav Kiski, you still have a Mitzvah Kaim Dibri Meis. That's also not sure about. Okay. So the Gemara explains that the Kan Omru holds Shuda Adif. Ra'is Einav Shashliach is Adif Michaluka. the milsa de mesafka. He agrees intrinsically to the concept of suffik. So yachloiku is clearly wrong. It's clearly not. It's not half to one, half to the other. It's either all to one, all to the other. So if we have a person who has some ability to understand what's probably the correct thing to do, and there's no muksik which is preventing any decision over here, so in that sense, the Kadamra holds it makes more sense to do Shuda, which you have a better chance of doing the right thing, than doing Yachloika, which is clearly not the emes. So Mora comes along and says, no, they're not arguing in Halak Kiski by a case of a Bori. Bori Kaliyam al Pligi, the Lav Kiski Dumbi. We plugged in the Rabbi Elazar, the Mashalay, the Shkimira Kibori. Rabbi Elazar deals with the Shkimira the same as the Bori. There's no din of Diri Shkimira Kiksuban Kimisurin. Okay, so a person is Machal Nachas of Apiv. A piece of Osir, Machal Nachas of the Bonov. He's dividing out, he's apportioning the different parts of his Jerusha, the different children, as opposed to the regular case of a Marish. So that's a lot of Machalk Nechas of Alpiv, as opposed to Machalk Nechas, which just means everybody gets a portion. So Rabbi Losser said, well, he's a Shimra or not, Bori or not. You need a Kenyan. That's how you do a Kenyan from Bori. If the Shimira wasn't magnet and the Yarshim weren't cutting it with one of these Kenyanim, they don't get it.
Is there a problem to be machalik nechas, not according to the Torah?
Well, in a case where he gives it out b'chayim, there's no problem. Parents can give matanis to all of his children however he sees fit.
Right, but this was mechalik nechasav. It sounds like it's after death. No.
Well, that's what Rabbi Losser is saying. That there's the only way it works is b'chayav, and he better do a kinyan. Otherwise, it's irrelevant.
Right.
And the chabrim only override that because the whole dirish shimurak ksuun and kimsurin damu. But otherwise, the act of being mechal nechasav after he dies is a different machlokes. Whether it's binding at all, whether the father even has the power to do that. It's a question of right or wrong. The question is, he could be not empowered to do that. So that's machlokes in the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in the ninth paragraph. It's a Mishnah in the eighth paragraph in Bava Basra. Whether once the father dies, Yerusha is automatic to all of the Yerushim equally. But if the father would leave a directive of how he wants it to be divided up, increasing one child's portion or decreasing one child's portion, or giving specific things to somebody, leaving out mitzvah kamdi bermes, whether it's binding, whether else dina yerusha, to close to the mission, whether it works or not. We hold it doesn't work, I call correctly. We pass it doesn't work. Is it wrong? So that the Mishnah discusses that. Like, the Torah says you should go a certain way, and you're trying to outsmart it. In Ruach HaChem Lecha, I mean, even if you hold it works. But not a healthy thing, necessarily. That being said, sometimes it's the best thing to do is give a directive. Otherwise, we all miss the coming to the remains. What?
Let me see with the mice here with the kids who were shot.
Right. Yeah. Well, Shalah, what was that? The Kudu, we'll see in Rashi. Kamino C is a Nushka Balaz, whatever that is. It was worth 12 mana. Tikrem imam, klolahi. That's a statement of they deserve to all have died in their mother's lifetime. Just don't talk about them. The raya, the fish, the rishayim, hayu. The rishas that they did was they allowed to keep themselves to keep certain types of vegetation growing in the kerem. Rebbe Lozer held that was klayim. He says these people are doing blatant averus publicly. We can't use them as a proof of fishloy the doctor behem echoyes so isatzavo shtashayim soyim lo huskeru b'semedush. They're an irrelevant party. Whatever happened, you know, the Chachamim decided that they deserve this, deserve that. We don't know what the calculations were. There were a type of people that we dealt with differently.
Differently.
Yeah. Tanakama Kribiya Lozer. So Tanakama holds that you say, even by case of a Shimra, you hold Halak Lav Kiski. So the same way Bori, we hold in this suggestion of Pshat and the Braisa that by Bori Halak Lav Kiski, so by Kurdim Laws, by Shimon also Halak Lav Kiski. We Sharmrim, which said Halak Kiski, and therefore you have to give it to the Yarshay Mishnish Talkhullah, you give it to the Yarshay of the one who's supposed to receive it, because Halak Kiski is because they hold like their bottom. The Dibish Kimura Kiksur and Kimasur and Dhamma. And therefore, Philoloi Mace Mashaleach Nami, Yidil Yashim Makabo, calls Man Shaloy Chosem Mashaleach Midwarov. So the Dibish Kimura, it's Kiksur and Kimasur and Dhamma. He has a right to retract before he dies. But call, as long as he doesn't retract, the assumption is the Kenyan is valid. So it belonged to the Makabel Shimon. Shimon dies, it belongs to his Yarshim. Okay, so then Rabbi Hunanasi says, like Rabbi Elazar, who holds Halak Lav Kiski. By the whole time of Misa, Hoyim Lameis, Yaksu Loi, means only because he died, and then there's a new argument of Mitzvah Kam Divrei Meis, means otherwise, you would say Halak Lav Kiski, because Divrei Shimon are not Kisurin Kimisurin. That's like your Belozer. Mechor Mesafka Lu, Ikir Belozer, Ikir Abonim. So, because of the Savik, they say Yachloik. So, we're saying we pass like Rabbi Nasi. No, Shimon Nasi, I'm sorry. We pass the Dibri Shkimra like Shimon Dermadami. So, the Mor said, it's Mabori. The Mor says, why are you discussing Yarshim Mishaleach? So, Tony, be Milsa Derm Shimon and Yachsul Mishaleach. Lotisti and the Yarshim Mishaleach. The Beloy Mesa's kin, he's not discussing a case where the Mishaleach died. So there's no Mitzvah Kam Dibrei Meis, and he holds the Halach Lav Kiski, so give it back to the Mishaleach. Okay. A few points over here in Tosis. Tosis is a kind of Shuddha Adif. So the Zemchlok has seen Rashi and Tosis and Shas. What Shuddha means. That the Shuddha mean that the point that Michel, that the Bezin would try and ascertain at the best of their ability what happened, or what type of attitude he had, etc., and then go with that, and that's better than doing a chloiku, or Or should it mean the Bezdin has a right to sort of reward it to whoever they want? So we can midatir ben otam the ain lefarish shuda kamosha pirish mekudras berakah kosev. Gabi shneim krayvim shneim shkeinim shneim tinech chachamim shuda the dining hanush and the yadakne kadayan es mi haya oyev yoser mi haya bedai to litzen. So over there, the question was, he was giving out not a case of shkimira, nothing to do with this issue over here. We're trying to figure out what intent the noisin had when he said give it. Who would he mean to give it to? Did he meant to give it? Said there's the more if the one of the tamachachim was not tamachachim. He probably meant to give it to the tamachachim. Give it the matana to one of these people over here. He meant the tamachachim. He meant his relative. He meant his neighbor. Well, they're both neighbors. They're both relatives. They're both tamachachim. Shuda, the more says Shuda. So Rashi says, well, figure out who he liked better. Right? That's the, whereas the Ben Otam holds that even though that's true over there, but over here there's no way to really figure out what he wanted, because obviously he wanted to give the matana. The question, did he like the kids? And he meant, in case he died, he meant the kids. Who was he thinking about that? Where does Shuda say that that was part of what his thought process was? So Ben Otam learned Shuda means the Chum have a right to award. The Bezdin has a right to award. So that's where he says this Gemara is Masha, not like Rashi. We cannot appear to Kudus Kemoi Hossam. But the Rambam says no. Al Yitiv Dain Lemisha Yirtza Kihacha. The Gemara Masha Yirtza Shteich Yasa. So the Gemara says do whatever you want. So it's not trying to ascertain what he meant. And Rekarle, the Gemara refers to that as Shuda. So the Gemara uses the lashon of Shuda the Daini. It means the Bezdin does whatever they want. They felt that this person needs the money more. Give it to him. Is that the das of the noisin? Irrelevant. That's shot and shooter. From the Ben Otam. One more tosis, and then I'll let Craig go. Yeah. Chomer miyakloiku called Teiku Shemashas Mefarash Beshorim the Ben Ohai. The Ben Ohai going wrote a sefer called Shorim of the Cholkim. So even though normally most of them arrive, when the Mor presents it as a bona fide suffix, it's a psak in the Mor of Teiku that it stands as a question. So then you cannot use muksik to override a suffix of the Gemara. So you did this chaluka by near the re elahecha the ashechon behead yachloiku. That Rav Amrinam ukimon becheses mori. Tosis says no. The re says no. That you say you give it to the muksik. Unless the more says explicitly that the din is yachloiku. How do you know how may become?